He opened his eyes. There was blood on his hands. He was on his knees, staring down at them. The chapel had been wrecked. Pews had been upturned, drapes destroyed, the altar itself reduced to splinters. Few candles were left burning, and the shadows between them seemed deep and dangerous. There had been a great battle fought here, and Cordoba had been a participant in that battle. He had new scars, and one of his shoulder plates hung loose. His bolter was out of ammunition. He could feel the bones of his nose knitting themselves back together. Why then did he have no memory of fighting? Suarez lay sprawled across the single step up to the ruined altar. His body was broken. Cordoba hobbled over, finding himself unexpectedly weak. He thought the librarian dead at first, until his eyelids fluttered open.
Cordoba, I'm sorry, I should have...
What happened? The demon?
You drove it out. I didn't expect... You always avoided me, Cordoba. Anyone could see you were uncomfortable around me, but I never suspected...
What are you babbling about? What do you mean? I don't remember!
You're strong. Stronger than I am. Strong enough to hide it. But it was my job. My job to see. I should have seen.
There were gashes in the librarian's armor, sticky with blood and oil. Cordoba had seen them at once, hadn't wanted to accept what they meant. Chainsword wounds.
The demon. You said I drove it out. Where?
Not far. It is hurt, but it won't go far. It still wants... Even though it knows now, though it has been repulsed once, still it wants what it came for.
It still wants your power!
Suarez shook his head and coughed up more blood. It was a moment before he could speak again. He reached for Cordoba's hand, taking it firmly in his.
No, Cordoba. It doesn't want me. It never wanted me.
No!
Cordoba tore his hand away. He turned his back on Suarez. His brain itched.
It needed no more than a moment. The right moment. A slip of an untrained mind. You must have spent your life denying what you are, Cordoba. The barriers you have built, they're stronger than my barriers. But you are untrained.
Cordoba should have slain him for what he was saying. An hour ago, he might have done. He didn't want to hear. He couldn't help but listen. And Suarez was relentless.
It wasn't my mind that opened the door to the demon, though it caught me unawares as it came through that door. It came for you, Cordoba. It is your power it wants. You are like me, Cordoba. A psyker.
There was a rumble of thunder directly overhead, and the storm seemed to redouble its assault on the lonely monastery. Suarez wasn't healing as he ought to have done. His Laraman's organ must have been damaged. His wounds had begun to close, but slowly, and he was bleeding inside. Cordoba could feel him weakening by the minute. He supported him as best he could, kept him moving forwards. Suarez was dying, but he had insisted they find the demon again first. When Cordoba had pointed out that the librarian was in no state for combat, Suarez had said,
"It is not I who will fight it. I see my role now."
They climbed the back staircase, the one up which the demon's blood trail had once led them. The ascent proved too much for Suarez, and he sagged against his battle brother's shoulder.
"I did this, didn't I? It was my hand that struck the killing blow against you, as it did against Esteban."
Your hand, but another's will. The demon.
It was in my head. I allowed the demon into..."
The thought sickened him. He felt unclean inside.
"You fought it. Fortunately, it was weak and dazed from my assault. When you revealed your mind to it, when it saw its chance, it acted in desperation. But your own force of will was greater than it had anticipated. Had the demon not fled when it did, it would have been subsumed, lost within you forever.
But it will try again.
It is resting, recuperating. When it strikes again, it will be at full strength. And I fear I may not be. Cordoba nodded.
You must find your strength, Suarez. Use those talents with which you've been cursed. Lead us to this creature.
You misunderstand. I have not been leading you, Cordoba. I didn't bring us this far. I have been following you.
Cordoba fell silent at that, as he had after Suarez's accusation in the chapel. He had no words to say. He felt different somehow, weary of mind and spirit and resigned to whatever fate the Emperor had chosen for him. He picked Suarez up, slung him over his shoulder and carried him to the top of the stairs. His intention had been to stop there until directed further. Instinct drew him to his right instead, and Cordoba kept on walking along the passageway towards the dormitoriums. He was following the itch in his brain, he realized. The librarian had been right. Of course he had. He set Suarez down by a door where the itch was strongest. Outside the room, he realized, where the first victim had been found.
What do we do? How do I...
I can't answer that, Brother Cordoba. I can't condense years of training, of mental discipline, into a few pithy words. But I feel that when the demon possessed you, it unlocked something inside you, something you have spent your entire life denying. I think the answer to your question is within your grasp now. It is simply a matter of following your instincts, of trusting yourself.
What if the demon takes my mind again?
It is within your power to stop it. Now, come. The sooner we can confront it, the better our...
Blood welled up in his mouth again, and the sentence was left unfinished. His fingers splayed around the wooden doorknob, too weak to turn it. Cordoba placed his hand over Suarez's and performed the action for him. The dormitorium was empty, so it seemed to Cordoba's eyes.
Look with your other senses.
He needed no further prompting. He had done this before, after all. Concentrated on the whispers in his mind, followed them to their source while being careful not to hear the words they spoke, not to let them overwhelm him. It was here, hanging from the ceiling, upside down above the head of the apothecary's former bunk. Cordoba flinched from its burning red eyes.
No, we must face it.
Can't! It might...
There is that risk. It is true that the eyes are the windows to the soul, but you have the power, Cordoba. You can shutter those windows so that you can see out, but the demon can't get in. Visualize a shield behind your eyes, an impenetrable shield.
The demon flew at them. Cordoba swung his chainsword at it, missed. It attacked Suarez, clawing at his face. Perhaps it saw him as the weaker of its foes, scented his blood. But the librarian stood his ground. His back grew straighter, and he seemed to grow in stature. He was using his talents again, adding the strength of his mind to that of his body. He battered his assailant away, repelled it further with two chainsword thrusts that came close to eviscerating it. Then he summoned the lightning again. The fat creature was hit, almost blasted out of the air. It seemed that Suarez had no need of Cordoba's help at all. But then he faltered, winced, his injuries taking their toll, and the demon darted free. Made for the door, but found Suarez still strong enough to ward it away with his blade. Cordoba anticipated the demon's next move, but wasn't fast enough to stop it. It soared towards the room's only window at the far end of the row of bunks. He
hurled his chainsword across its path. It recoiled, but recovered too soon. He beat it to the window anyway. He wasn't sure how or where his burst of speed had come from, but he didn't question it. The demon was flapping about, cornered, confused, and the whispers in Cordova's head had taken on a new, fearful tone. He smiled to himself grimly. He had lost both his weapons. He didn't need them anymore. He locked gazes with the demon, sensed its frustration as it saw the path to its longed-for prize, but found that path blocked. Cordova listened to his instincts. He reached deep inside himself, gathered up all the hatred and the rage he felt in there for this monster, for this slayer of his brothers, and he gave it form, focus, direction. He unleashed the totality of his being, his soul itself. And Cordova shuddered as the energy flowed from him, as it coalesced in front of him into a roiling ball of flame, as it grew and took shape, human shape. He recognized the form the psychic flames had chosen, Sergeant Esteban. He felt he ought to have been surprised, but it seemed only right. The simulacrum surged towards its prey, and the rugs and the blankets and the beds between them were consumed. The demon didn't have time to react. It was enveloped, and it screamed in Cordova's mind, a resounding screech of unspeakable pain and horror that chilled his bones. Then, the effigy's flames burnt out. It collapsed in on itself, and was no more. Only the demon remained, displaying no marks of burning, but deathly still on its back, on the floor, the fire in its eyes quenched.
Cordova recovered his chainsword, but kept his own gaze fixed on the fallen creature, wary of another trick. It twitched, and he activated the sword and beheaded it.
Then he hacked at its body until it was nothing but a heap of offal, and after his fourth stroke, not even that.
The remnants of the demon faded like mist in the sunlight, recalled to its distant realm, and all that remained was the lingering stench of its black blood, which made Cordova heave and left a bitter iron taste in his mouth. Suarez had fallen too. It was some time before Cordova realized this, raised his eyes to see the young librarian slumped in the doorway. He wondered if he had witnessed the demon's demise. He imagined that he had, and that only then had he allowed himself to die. He didn't look at the body as he stepped over it. Didn't pray for its soul as he had for the others. He didn't have the words. He left Suarez for the servitors to find.